We have seen his star in the east and are come with gifts to adore the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today is the anniversary of the death a couple of years ago of one of our faithful church workers, Mr. Ernie Nellenbach. So please say a little prayer for him at Mass today, as well as for all of those for whom we are praying or have been praying recently. The Holy Mass is offered up for them this morning. Well, children, here we meet again after, it seems like to me anyway, a very long Christmas vacation, wasn't it? And probably with many adventures on your part and on mine. If you think of it, a long Christmas vacation, especially this one with all of the weather to do, why it was so cold that some of you weren't even able to come for Epiphany. A long vacation like this is a little bit like the original Epiphany, isn't it? That is to say, it's a long, long journey. And some of it was arduous and hard, and other parts of it certainly were very pleasant and enjoyable. But here we are. Our journey has brought us back to school, to a new year, to start again with good habits of study and of respect and of silence and keeping the rule and being charitable to each other and putting all of our little hearts and souls into our daily Mass for the glory of God. Indeed, the offering up of our daily Mass is most of all our way to be like the kings, because we are led by the star of faith. On God's part, that star for us is sanctifying grace that he sends down to us. He gives us the gift so we can give him the gift back again. The gift is the gift of the faith. That's symbolized especially by the gold, one of the three gifts that the wise men give to the newborn child and king. And while we try to give the gold of our faith back to God all day long, really, we know that the best way, whether it be for the people just once a week or for school students, what a privilege, every day, is to give God the gift of gifts, Jesus Christ himself, in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. In a way, our journeys are always leading us back to church again, aren't they? I think of one of the saints that we have today. She's one of the patron saints of Brussels, and she's also the patron saint of people with tooth problems. We have several, and her name is Saint Godula, and all of her teeth are preserved in the beautiful basilica that honors her in the city of Brussels, which is the capital of Belgium in Europe. And she's known for working miracles, of course. And she was the daughter, the niece, of another Saint Gertrude, not our Saint Gertrude, but a different one, who had a convent of nuns. And she's the one who's symbolized by a little mouse, because one time she drove all of the mice and the rats out of the convent because they were bothering the sisters too much. But I'm thinking especially about this, how she would go to Mass every day, and every day it must have been like a wise man journey. If you think about that, wherever you're going all day long, you're meant to be wise. You're a king, you have the anointing of confirmation and holy baptism in your head, the holy chrism that makes you share in Christ's kingship, and you're going where? To offer something precious and beautiful and wonderful to our Lord. Well, it was a 2-mile walk for her, and she went every morning, St. Godula did, along with her servant, because she was a princess, and princesses never went anywhere by themselves. They always had a servant. And the princess, it must have been convenient to have a servant back then, because they didn't have streetlights or anything, or cars, and she had to go on foot, and the princess would hold a lantern. Now, one day, it's a very simple story. One day, as you could expect, what with the wind, the lantern was blowing out, and they were going to Mass. The sun hadn't risen yet. It was dark, and they couldn't see where they were going, and they didn't want to fall off a cliff or run into wolves or something. So St. Godula simply said a prayer with great faith, and the lantern relit itself, even though there wasn't a match in sight. That's a little miracle, isn't it, children? Just that one might almost just sort of pass on to a bigger miracle. For example, once upon a time, when she was going to Mass in the morning, she came across a woman who was carrying her son, her little boy, who was crippled in his limbs were all going odd ways, and he couldn't walk or anything. And so St. Gaudel let us stop for a moment on our way to church and rearrange the boy's arms back to where they should be, and then his little legs and his feet. And all of a sudden, he wasn't paralyzed anymore. He could walk. That's another miracle that she performed. But she could do those miracles because she had faith. And that's what the light stands for. That's what the star, the guide of the wise men, stands for. The gift of the faith. It was given to you, children. There's nothing that any of us could ever have done to have earned this. It's a bit like all of the gifts that we receive. Remember the gifts you got at Christmas time? Did you earn them by being good? Knowing some of you, I doubt it. Probably not. Not so much anyway. Why did you get gifts? Because your parents love you. And God loves you. And he takes care of you. The most precious gift of all is one that you could miss because it's everywhere like light. Everywhere at church, I mean, in your family and at school. And it's a gift of the faith to believe everything that God tells us. And in the light of that faith, like a lantern or like a street lamp or a flashlight anymore, we can walk and walk safely all the way home to heaven. But on the way, we're meant to stop every day in our prayer, and if we could, if we can, the best prayer, which is the Mass, and give God what? What do we give to the newborn King? We give what he gave to us. We give him gold. Remember, that's faith then. I believe. I believe everything that you tell me through your church, dear Lord. And we give him the gift of incense, and the gift of incense is our prayer, our adoration, our good genuflections, a worthy sign of the cross. Not rushing through the prayers because we're hungry and we want to have lunch, but saying the prayers with reverence and meaning. We give him, most of all, the gift of the Mass. And then, last of all, our myrrh. Remember in the hymn that you sing sometimes this week? Myrrh is mine, it's bitter perfume. The bitter perfume of myrrh, we burned some at the gospel the other night, and it's aromatic, but it doesn't have a sweet smell. It is bitter, it's medicinal. The myrrh stands for offering up sacrifices, just as you would if you had to get up and walk 2 miles every day, regardless of the weather. Imagine going at below zero temperature for 2 miles on foot. Well, back then people would do things like that, the sacrifices, all the way up to maybe the little sacrifice you had to make to get yourself up when your mom called you this morning and get yourself dressed and ready to go back to school and have a good school morning so far. Those are the little sacrifices. Children, our whole life long it's a journey. Our whole life long it's the light of the faith. We're like the wise men and we have our gifts. Now, Holy Mass continues, the offertory. The priest was to offer up God to God. Let us associate ourselves with this gift. And remember, let's never appear before our Lord any day of our lives empty-handed. We needn't be empty-handed. Why is that? Because our Lord's already given us our gifts, the same gifts that are perfect that we give back to him again in our Lord. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen.